June is Pride Month, and it seems a few men who identify as definitely not gay want a parade of their own. The group calls themselves Super Happy Fun America, and they are seeking a permit to hold a fully fledged, equally valued straight pride march in Boston. Straight people are an oppressed majority, the group's leader, John Hugo, writes on the group's website. Quote, "We will fight for the right of straights everywhere to express pride in themselves without fear of judgment and hate," unquote. Oh yes, the oppressed majority. This notion of an oppressed majority is closely held and defended without irony whenever a marginalized group of people asserts their humanity. In response to feminism, the dominant culture posits men's rights. In response to enhanced awareness of how people of color are criminalized, even executed in our streets, the cry of all lives matter emerges. Straight pride is the predictable reaction to Pride Month for the LGBTQ community. By all means, straights, take the street and strut your stuff on a summer's day. At the front of your parade, I suggest lining up all the heterosexuals you can find who blanched with terror that they would be jumped at school and disowned by their parents if they admitted to being straight. The multitudes of heterosexuals who, as recently as 2003, could be prosecuted in the United States for consensual sex with partners of their preference. Or the refugees from countries where heterosexuals may be flogged in public or executed. Pride Festival has a better ring than Humanization Festival, but that's what it's about. A marginalized class proclaiming a right to be accepted as persons and allowed to live. Positing straight pride not only mocks that enterprise, it re-alienates those persons. The experience of an oppressed group is seen as threatening to the standing of real people, the dominant culture, and their own liberty to speak and behave without considering the impact of their words and gestures. Liberal and conservative pundits often find common ground in complaining about language police, as if they were being detained rather than being offered education about somebody else's experience. My own version of a super happy fun America is one in which the oppressed are granted civil freedom and equality, and in which oppressors are liberated from their own confinement, trapped in notions of freedom that require the subjugation and dehumanization of others. Emerging from that historical nightmare would be grounds for the gayest parade of all. With the weekly Desert Sage commentary, I'm Algernon Damassa.